This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The International Monetary Fund says it has approved a $15.6 billion support package for Ukraine to assist with the country's economic recovery. Russia's invasion has devastated Ukraine's economy, causing activity to contract by about 30% last year, according to the IMF. That outbreak of war has rippled through the global economy, fueling global inflation through rising wheat and oil prices. The invasion has also highlighted Europe's dependence on Russian natural gas for its energy security. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Russia to free a detained U.S. journalist. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The message is simple.
Let him go.
The president pushing Russia to release the Wall Street Journal's Evan Gershkovich, whom Moscow arrested on espionage charges. It's the first time an American journalist has been detained on spying accusations since the Cold War. The Biden administration calls the charge ridiculous and the targeting of Americans unacceptable. Asked if he'd retaliate by expelling Russian diplomats or journalists from the U.S.
That's not the plan right now.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden on Friday toured scenes of devastation in a Mississippi town after storms last week killed 26 people and destroyed homes and property in Mississippi and neighboring Alabama. Biden announced the government will cover for 30 days the full cost of Mississippi's emergency measures.
Also authorizing cash grants for people who lost their homes, whether they own or rent, to pay for things that may not be covered by insurance, like temporary housing, home repairs for those who have homes still standing, or to replace lost personal property, like furniture and appliances.
Another wave of violent storms is rolling through the southern U.S. this week. The capital of